Now, Hecatomnus ruled from the city of Mylasa, and I mentioned this city before. It's really one of the major cities in Caria, and recent evidence indicates that Hecatomnus was buried there. Now, in 2008, so just a few years ago, looters uncovered a tomb in the modern Turkish town of Milas. That's actually ancient Mylasa. This tomb was buried deep beneath the ruins of a temple of Zeus, Zeus Karios, the most important temple of the Carians. Now, the vaulted stone chamber for his tomb had wall paintings, and right now they're being conserved. I actually don't know what they look like. They're still being studied. This is very new material. But more importantly, the tomb chamber contained a carved marble sarcophagus that had images of a bearded man reclining on a couch or a kline, surrounded by people who have been interpreted as family members or attendants. The bearded individual looks very generic, and yet we understand that he's probably a person of great power. And it's likely, or has been at least suggested, that this is the tomb of Hecatomnus, and the bearded man may well be representing that leader. The style of the carving supports this. It dates to the early 4th century BC, and that is fitting for the death of Hecatomnus in 377 BC. So this is an exciting new find that is still just being explored by archaeologists. The looters fortunately were discovered before they could sell the sarcophagus. Evidently, they were trying to sell it on the internet, and the authorities found them. So fortunately, we have this sarcophagus to be studied, and we will soon learn more about whether the tomb belonged to this great leader. Now, Hecatomnus had 5 children, and it was his oldest son, Mausolus, who became the next satrap of Caria. And during his time, Caria was given more power by the Persians. Evidently, the Hecatomnids proved themselves to be very trustworthy. And so, under the rule of Mausolus, Caria gained sections of Ionia as well as Lycia, as I talked about in the last lecture. Now, Mausolus recognized the importance of maritime trade, and therefore he moved the capital of Caria from the inland city of Mylasa, where his father may well have been buried, to the coastal town of Halicarnassus, which in the 4th century BC was a small fishing village that had a mixed Greek and Carian population. Mausolus, though, expanded the city to make an impressive capital for his satrapy. He added a vast agora, or marketplace, in the heart of the city. He created broad streets laid out on a grid pattern, and he created an impressive temple to the war god Ares. On a spit of land that stretched into the Mediterranean, he built a large palace for himself.